New show. We must be perfect.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh, heck yeah.
Sex, relationships, and vice.
My boyfriend came home with Pop-Tarts. That's what we've been having for dinner lately.
So if you bring home a box of Pop-Tarts, that's 3 days worth of food.
We usually do two each.
Yeah, so that's, so it's a day and a half of food.
Or like one, maybe I'll have like one and a half or something. Yeah, we work it out. It's about a day and a half of food. So he brought home a couple of them. So he takes the Pop-Tart, he opens it up and starts eating it. I'm like, what are you doing? What do you mean? You gotta toast that. Like, you don't toast Pop-Tarts. I was like, what? I cannot believe that I'm dating somebody who does not toast their Pop-Tarts. How did I not know this after all this time? He even said to me the other day, I made him toast one. He goes, they're really much better toasted. I was like, yes, welcome to 2023. Literally everybody toasts their Pop-Tarts.
Are you sitting down? I don't either.
You don't toast a Pop-Tart?
No, I just grab them and go.
Ew.
They come in a package. When I'm walking out the door, I grab a Mountain Dew and I grab Pop-Tarts. I don't toast them. I don't have time for that.
It's like eating raw dough. It's like eating raw cookie dough. I mean, do you not eat chocolate chip cookies? You just eat the dough? Like, how do you eat a Pop-Tart without toasting it?
Yeah, I don't have time for it. If I have time and it's like the weekend and I can waste 3-4 minutes putting it in the toaster, I might do that. But probably 99% of the time, I'm walking out with one in my hand that just got out of the box.
Okay, let me ask it to you this way. When you get ready in the morning, mm-hmm. and you take your shower, mm-hmm. your long shower, you brush your teeth in the shower.
Yeah.
Which I hate that I know that. And you get dressed.
Right.
Do you leave the house without pants on? You're like, I'm in a hurry. It's a lot to put pants on. I'm not going to put pants on.
No, I put pants on, but if I didn't put pants on, then I would have enough time to toast the Pop-Tart. Then,
no, what I'm saying is leaving the house without pants is the same thing as eating a Pop-Tart that's not toasted. Here's a hint. Put the Pop-Tart in the toaster, go get dressed, and when you're done, the thing is toasted, and you can just walk out the door with a toasted Pop-Tart in your hand.
No, I have the morning timed out perfectly. I know exactly the last second I have to get out of the bed and the time I have to get out of the garage.
If you're eating raw Pop-Tarts, you do not have your morning timed out very well.
Yeah, I do, because I just grab a Pop-Tart and go. I don't even think about it. They're fine. You know what? It's fine. You don't have to eat it. You don't even have to watch me eat it. I eat it.
I can't watch you eat it. Yeah.
Okay, but don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You know what? You'll be okay.
No, you came home without the frosted ones. So a regular Pop-Tart, I'm like, no, you have to toast that. I can understand like the frosted one. You could be like, well, there's frosting on it, so it's not as raw. But the other one, it's practically uncooked. It's like, it's gotta be giving you salmonella. You have to toast it.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh my God, Anthony, I ran into this guy who I used to bang many moons ago.
How does that work? When you walk up to him, you say, hi, how you doing? And then it just rushes back to you?
Well, there's two scenarios when you're walking down the street. A guy will walk by you and you'll be like, did I bang him? Like, you'll look at him. He looks a little familiar. Well, so I go to this work event and there's this guy there and I noticed him immediately and I was like, oh, this is a hot guy. And I was like, wait a minute, I know that guy. And then I was like, wait, I more than know that guy. I dated him for a summer.
A whole summer? So, not just a whole summer.
Yeah, like a whole summer. So it's this guy. He was one of these guys. He was third in a line of Matthews. You know, like Matthew first, Matthew the second. He was the third. So they called him Trip. You know, they do that sometimes.
Working your way through the Bible.
Yeah.
John is next.
So Trip was a total trip. As soon as I saw him, this flood of memories came back. And the one thing I remembered about him is that we never had sex in a normal place, like a bed or a couch. He always, always liked to have sex someplace weird. Like outside, in the wild, in cars, in bathrooms in backs of cabs. Like, I never ever, I don't even remember if he had an apartment. I feel like he lived on the street. We like had sex in so many places out in the wild. I was like, did he even have a home? The weirdest place you ever got some strange.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
You faked?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, so I promised you my best sex in the wild story. And all right, so this dude Tripp that I dated, he was from Buffalo. And the reason why that's important is because Buffalo, where he lived, was right near Niagara Falls. Okay, it was like on the border of Niagara Falls. He was on the New York side of Niagara Falls, right? So there was this restaurant near the falls with lots of tourists. And it was like this beautiful view of the falls. It looked expensive. I say it looked because we never actually went there. We saw it from across this like rock enclosure that we had climbed up from Tripp's house. Like we climbed up this little like pathway into these rocks. And there was this like one part of the rocks that was sort of like a landing. And he put a blanket down so we can watch the falls. But then I realized there's the restaurant right there. So the tourists are watching us. And we gave the tourists dinner and a show.
No, you did not.
Yeah, we did. We did.
You think and somebody saw you?
You know, I was so young that I didn't realize this guy was a total exhibitionist.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so young, I didn't really understand the concept of dating an exhibitionist. So here I was with this guy. He was having sex in public places, not because it turned him on to be in a public place with me. He wanted to be seen. That was the, and it wasn't until we were there on this rock with all of these tourists watching us. And I went for it. I was like, what the hell? I did it.
Wow. And people saw you while they ate.
Taking your calls, 888-460-6002. Jake, the weirdest place you ever did the nasty.
Kind of a weird story. A few years ago, I kind of got out of a rough relationship, and I'd kind of had a fling with an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of late one night. We both worked at the same place, and we were trying to find a place to go. So in her car, which was a two-door vehicle, we were behind. We went behind a local drugstore, and we parked behind there, and we kind of went at it some. And, well, two cop cars pulled up behind us. And we get out, and we're in trouble and all that stuff, and they're talking to us, like joking around, laughing and stuff like that, saying that, that we could get in trouble and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us if we went inside the store. And this was way after they'd already closed.
Right.
And of course we said no. And they said, well, the reason why they came up there was because the indoor alarm had went off.
So it's not that they found you. They came there for something else and they happened to get a little eyeful.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, man. But, you know, cops must see that stuff all the time.
What happened?
No, they actually told us that they were just going to let us off with a warning just to find a better place, not so public.
You're like, well, where should we park the car then?
Yeah.
We got the car. That's all we got.
Is that safe?
We parked behind the police station.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
Yeah.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh my God, Ryan, where did you do it?
Halloween night, graveyard, a fresh grave.
No! That's wrong.
Oh, no. No, I don't mean somebody in it. I'm talking it's dug and ain't nobody in it yet.
Oh, okay. Nobody in it. So it's not like you danced on somebody's grave. There was nobody in the grave.
No, no, no. We didn't dance on someone's grave. No. It had to break the grave in before the man got put in it.
Now, that place is kind of creepy. How is that hot?
Something different. The place we've never been. I mean, we've done it at the six story roller coaster. Let's see, we've done it at a Ferris wheel.
Wow.
Someplace different. We've never done it.
Now that seems like one of those things where, like, a marriage therapist says to you, you know, go make Whoopi in an unusual place.
Be adventurous.
The weirdest place you ever did the nasty.
Well, I was over in Columbus one night, and me and a gal, we kind of was over there at that one tower over there with the elevators on the outside of the building. kind of going up the building there, going up the elevator, pressed her up against the glass there, and we just kind of had a half shift dress on, and like, yeah, heck, we're the only ones on the elevator. It's like, well, hell, why not? Let's do it.
Wow. That's really daring, because that could have stopped on any floor. Anybody could have walked in. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we went up and had dinner, then left there, and then went down to the airport and kind of walked around the airport and stopped at one of them phone booths there, and I sat down. She just kind of sat down on my lap.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was quite a night. Loving in that lovita. Living it up when I'm going
down. Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony, give me one of those terms for having sex that you found that we could say on the radio.
Sending out for sushi is my favorite. Tossing a hot dog down the hallway. How about that?
Okay, so Carl, where's the weirdest place you've ever tossed a hot dog down a hallway?
I did it in a car wash during the 4th of July fireworks.
As the car wash was going through, as you were going through the car wash.
Yes. Got in and it was raining, so we decided to park there, and it just worked just right. It was kind of dim. And I got a pickup truck, and we just was in the back of the pickup truck.
Wow.
You gotta make talent. It happen fast. You gotta do it fast. Yeah, that's talent. You gotta really make sure you time that well.
Be done before the hot wax.
Yeah. And it's smart because afterwards they give you a towel, so that's really clever. That's a good place.
Sarah, strangest place you ever had your corn ground?
Well, it wasn't automatic. Yes, in a car while he was driving.
Unbelievable. I got to tell you, Karen called early and said the same thing while he's driving. I'm impressed with that. I got to tell you, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. I don't know. I don't know how you work that out.
Yeah, I'm very careful.
More than once?
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's just, you know, a couple long road trips.
Yeah. You got to keep yourself occupied to not fall asleep while you're driving. Was this on the radio at the time?
I don't really remember, to be honest.
It would have to be.
This song came on and he went, how you doing? How you doing, Sarah?
Hey, why don't you come over here? I got cruise.
I got cruise control. When Sarah goes on a date, that's the first thing she asks the guy. Do you have cruise control?
Yeah.
If he says no, she's like, I'm sorry, I can't date you. It's not going to work out.
How you doing?
It's just not going to work out. Thank you, Sarah. It's such a good song.
I know,
we can't stop playing it.
Hold on. We'll turn it off in a second.
Okay.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Something called The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So do you want to know about the radio station van at a drive-in movie theater in the back or 7-Eleven while it was still open?
Oh my God, those are all good places to have sex. I'm going to go with, let's hear 7-Eleven while it was still open.
Yeah, so I walked in to 7-Eleven. There was a girl that was so hot. And she had on one of those jeans that had a rip in the back and you could see the ass cheek.
Yeah, okay.
So I went in to buy cigarettes and a Mountain Dew, just what I did.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast
and,
for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe 5 minutes later. We're on the Coke machine while the store is open at 10 o'clock at night doing it.
How did you turn buying a soda and cigarettes into banging her 2 seconds later? Did she just come on to you? How did that happen?
I think I saw the hole in the back of the jeans and then I said, how you doing? And then that's how it started. I don't know how it went from this to this. I don't know. If I knew what I said back then, I would bottle it and sell it. But I don't know.
But that's why I'm asking you. Because, I mean, think about all the people out there that see hot other people that want to bang them immediately. And they don't get that opportunity. What was the conversation? Was there a conversation? Did you just like, was it a look? Did she initiate it? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I probably said something about the hole. And then, I don't know how it went there. It just went there. I remember because I remember the door opening. Ding, ding. Somebody walking in. While it's going on. So you have to finish and leave pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky she didn't measure you. And you know, like at 7-Eleven, they have like the height thing. Like, you're lucky she didn't measure the size of you.
Oh, she did.
Anna, where's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
I was in a car that was moving down the highway.
No.
And my future in-laws were in the car in front of us.
No.
You're a dirty girl.
And did they not have a rear view mirror?
You know, it was getting dark outside. It was after dinner. It was in the summer. So it was, you know, probably 8:30, 9-ish at night. So it was dark enough that you couldn't see. Still, yeah, we did. And it was his father's car that we were driving.
Whoa!
And then we did it again in his Vega station wagon.
Sweet.
And we were, of course, it was in the 80s, so we were drinking and driving,
right,
like they did in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And our friends were in the back seat, and the one guy, he said he fell asleep, and I was in the passenger side. He woke up, and then we were both in the same driver's side seat, and then he went back to sleep. And he woke up again, and I was back in the other seat. He thought he was hallucinating.
He thought he was hallucinating.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You faked?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So does wacky stuff happen in your life all the time? And you're like, nobody would ever believe this. Like, my life would make an awesome reality show.
Because now Netflix will pretty much put anything on.
Yeah, they're always looking for programming that you're like, oh, I had a weird day. I had like a crazy day. I should call Netflix. Like, they would love this story.
If a camera followed you around all day long, I would watch that.
So why would your life make a great reality show?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, the days of reality shows about people and families, those are the reality shows I love. But that stuff's over. Like, John and Kate were the first to ruin it. And then Crisley Knows Best. I don't know if you watched that show, but it put the nail in the coffin. Because you're like, you're watching this family and their relationships. Then you're like, oh man, they're going to prison. Which is like a great reality show in and of itself. But it ruined the genre because they had tax fraud. And there's always some problem. Like, reality. The thing is, if your life is interesting enough that they're following you around with cameras, there's probably something really deep, dark, and dirty going on that we're going to find out later. We're going to be like, oh, I watched a pedophile for 6 weeks.
With me, if you're a guy and you want to date somebody in the Ukraine, mm-hmm, and you're going to find that person in the Ukraine and marry them, I will watch that. That is all I watch on TV. It's either that or naked people trying to survive. That's
right.
That's the two things I watch on TV.
I know that whole 90-day universe, you're all about it. It's crazy. But every aspect of it, you watch not just the 90-day fiancé, you watch all the spin-offs, and like if they have a one-off about one couple, you're like, I'm in, give it to me.
Yeah, and when they talk about it at the end of the season, I'm there. I watch that crap too, because I'm sucked into that universe.
Yeah, it sucks now because all the reality shows have become either like dating shows like Love Island, Too Hot to Handle, you know, or they're like these weird competition shows like glass blowing, makeup, Lego making. You know,
now
like,
they have Play-Doh. They have a Play-Doh thing.
Of course.
And it's going to be just an hour of women making phallic type Play-Doh things. I think because you really do nothing all day. Mm-hmm. Except for walk dogs, bitch and complain, and watch TV, that would make a good show, I think.
you know, my life would make a good reality show because I'm really close with my ex-husband, and so is my boyfriend. My boyfriend and my ex-husband are so close that I have walked in, the two of them are sitting on the couch watching baseball, and they're really involved in conversation, and I'll open the door, and they'll both look up and look at me like, hi, like, what the hell were you two both talking about? Like, why can't you continue talking now that I'm in the room?
No, because you were the conversation.
Yeah.
Your ex-husband, I can't believe you're still with her. Man, I lost that bet like 5 years ago.
See, these shackles gone. Gone. All right, so are you the next Osbournes? Would your life make a great reality show?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Here we go.
Sex.
Yes, please.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Why would your life make a good reality show? Like, why should we follow you around with cameras?
Anybody but royals.
Right.
I don't want to see royals. I don't care which one it is. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they're kicked out of the I don't care anything about them. Any of them. I don't want to see it.
I'm the only one watching the Harry and Meghan thing. Like, I don't know anybody else. I've tried to talk to people about it. They're like, what, Harry who? Harry who? Like, literally nobody in my circles understands the Harry and Meghan thing. And I'm trying to explain it to people. And they're like, yeah, I don't know anything about this story. I feel like the royal thing in America, we're not that into it. Like, my British friends, oh, Harry and Meghan, let's discuss it. They can't wait.
I don't care about their life. I don't have time for it. I'd rather watch naked people surviving in the forest. I don't want to watch that. I'll tell you what. I would rather watch the screensaver on YouTube. You know how you can pick like the New Year screensaver? I would rather watch that.
So why would your life make a great reality show? 888-460-6002. Andrew, why are we following you around with cameras?
My wife, her boyfriend, and her two kids all lived in the same house.
I love it.
I love the premise. Go.
And I'm the only one working.
Now, how does it work out that your wife has you and a boyfriend?
Well, we're talking about getting a divorce, and she found somebody online, and he ended up moving in, and that's it.
And hilarity ensues.
Oh, yeah. I get to support everybody, and it's a crazy house at times.
Are there pets?
Yes, two cats.
Mm. How many kids?
Two.
Why did you let the boyfriend move in?
He didn't have a place to live. He doesn't work. He lost his job, so... I'm hoping he'll find a job and take her off my hands.
Oh, Steve, this is the greatest show on television. This would be the greatest show on television.
What is wrong with you, Steve? Where does he sleep?
I sleep in the boys' room, and they take the master bedroom.
No.
The guy that doesn't have a job, and you're still married to your wife, and he's sleeping in the bed with her.
And it's your house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
And did the kids call him uncle? Or, like, who do the kids think he is?
No, they know he's the boyfriend.
So who do they think you are?
I'm the stepdad.
Wow.
Did you tell your friends what's going on?
Oh, yeah. They think we're crazy.
Well, so do
Especially we. Oh, you should hear her parents get on me. Why are you letting him live there?
Why are you letting him live there, Steve?
So he can get a job and take her off my hands.
Makes perfect sense to me.
She doesn't work. They need an income. So as soon as he finds a job, which so far has been about 2 months with no luck.
Can you hear noises coming out of the master bedroom?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
It's a very comfortable environment. What a lovely... Yeah, that's a reality show. There you go.
At least she found somebody with the same last name so she doesn't have to change her license if they get married.
Stop it. Oh, this show gets better and better.
And his first name is my middle name.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is good.
I'm physically sick.
Well, really? I think it's a great idea for a show. I'd be glued to
but
the set.
But it's his life. He's not pitching a show. It's his life.
Well, wait until Thanksgiving when we all get together with the in-laws.
Now, let's see. Three's Company's already taken, so what do we call this show?
It's a nightmare.
That's the name of the show.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Here's a great reality show that I'd love to do, to be able to do. Just me following couples around who have fights in public. Like, how great would that reality show be?
I want to know the fights that they had before they went into the store, and they're still carrying it around under their breath.
Yeah, like a good backstory.
Yeah.
You know, you think your life wouldn't make an interesting show, but you know, we see you fighting in public. I'm telling you right now, your life would be a very interesting show. Why would your life be so good on camera? Why should we follow you with cameras?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So, I would like a reality show that follows strippers around. I want to know what happens when they leave.
When they leave what? When they leave the strip club?
Yeah. I have all this made up in my mind what they do. They tell me they go to school. So, I want to know what they're doing, really what they're doing.
That would be a great reality show. Right, not just, I don't care about strippers at the strip club. I mean,
no,
I can go
no,
see them there.
See
yeah, that's not as exciting. I like the idea of what their lives are really like once they leave the strip club. Now, I don't know if I ever told you the story, Anthony, but radio saved me from being a bartender at a strip club. Not that saved me. I mean, I would have made tons of money. Radio saved me from making a ton of money.
And being happy.
And being happy.
I could have been happy and rich.
And rich.
But no, I got dragged into radio.
So when I was a young kiddo and I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, one of my really good friends was a bartender at a very, very famous strip club. Now, if you've seen me, it's pretty obvious that I would never be a stripper. Because trust me, it's not because I wouldn't want to. I would want to. I don't have the kind of body that anyone would pay me any money. They would pay me to stop stripping. All right, so why would your life make a great reality show? 888-460-6002. Heather, what are we calling your life as a show?
We would call it When Heather Goes Out. Now, Heather goes out pretty frequently every week, does the same thing every week.
Mm.
But it's when Heather goes out to bars.
Oh.
And there would be drama. There would be my boy problems that I constantly have, and the ones just revolve in and out of my life constantly.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend's boy's problems, where she just can't seem to get her man in order and figure out what she really wants.
Uh-huh.
Then there would be girl-on-girl nudity, because after a while, after drinking, you know, you just kind of, you know, you lose what you're doing while you're drinking.
Next!
And you got to build up to the climax. And then
again, sold.
But and then too, there would also be some comedy, because when me and my best guy friend get together, I mean, we are just hilarious together.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be it. I mean, we go out for trivia, we go out for karaoke night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every time it's just a different scene. Bar fights have happened when we've been out, and it's hilarious. And then the drama that goes on at my house would be awesome too.
So it's like a real life Sex in the City.
Yeah, basically.
More sex, less city.
Exactly. There'd even be nudity. My best friend just got some fake breastuses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she's all about showing them.
You know what? I know who wants to produce your show.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
Yeah.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, here's why I'm such an idiot. I'm sitting here like, you know, don't the dull reality shows. What must that be like? I forgot I was on a reality show. I totally forgot that I was in Confessions of a Teen Idol. I was the therapist on the show Confessions of a Teen Idol on VH1. I'm acting like, what's a reality show? I've freaking been on one.
Yeah, and how was that?
I had a good time. I had a crush on
you got hit on by every guy on that show.
Well, I was the only girl on the show.
Every single guy that was on that show, you got hit on.
Well, because I was the only girl in the room at any given time. It was all like men behind the camera, men running the show, men on the show. And that, you know, these are celebrities or ex-celebrities. They're just used to hitting on whatever vagina is around. So that was just me that time. I had a big crush on Christopher Atkins, though. He was my sweetheart. Oh, my God. Love him.
And we remember him from what?
Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. From 150 years ago.
I know. Okay, he was old, but you know me. I like older men. I got that whole older man fetish.
Yeah, he was all over you.
Ugh, I know, and I was married at the time. Damn it. Jessica, what do you do for a living that would make your life a great reality show?
I manage an apartment community.
Oh, that's a great premise.
It is, and it's kind of between nowhere and more nowhere. And I have a maintenance man who's very country and very dramatic, and he doesn't realize it, so he'd be the perfect foil.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is damned, everything is impossible, everything is a nightmare, everything is just unacceptable. It's just no matter what happens, like, you know, you tell him, hey, I need you to go check this toilet. Oh, okay, well, I know it's going to be a problem. I know they didn't flush the clock down there, and I'm going to have to pull up the seat, and I'll be yours, Sam. And he doesn't realize how funny he is. So that's what's so hysterical about him. Then there's the assistant manager who just... She's so timid. She's so afraid to tell anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really upset and angry in the back of it all. So she mumbles and complains. And then they come in and she's like, oh, what should I do? Well, I'll check into that. I'm sorry. Are you upset?
Oh.
So we have her.
That's a great character right there.
Oh, I know. Our leasing consultant is like, oh, 6 foot, probably, legs that don't stop, long brown hair, big brown eyes.
Mm. And, yeah, you need the one hot chick. Yeah, you gotta have a one hot chick.
She's the hot chick, and she gets all the leases. She works.
Of course she does. I wasn't even gonna live here, but I'd like to renew my lease. I don't even live here, and I want to renew the lease.
Everybody loves her. She's got a great personality. So, you know, and we talked about it. We could name it like All My Residents, or As My Apartment Turns, or something like that. You know. But yeah, being in the middle of nowhere, we have people who decide that it's okay to throw grease off their balconies, cooking grease, because...
Maybe it's called the middle of nowhere.
So we could call it that, too. I guess because they think, like, possums are going to come eat it or something. You know?
I think it's a good idea because we all want to know, like, we're all such nosy neighbors. We want to know what the neighbors are up to. So we would have to have, like, you know, hidden cameras in people's apartments and, you know, see what they're up to and stuff. Like, you know, oh, it's such a good idea, Katie.
It is. I mean, talk about neighbors. I have, you know, like 200 plus apartments. How many neighbors can you get into? And then you have, like, the ones that were dating each other and they broke up and there's problems and they need to be moved and the roommates and the, yeah. It's just insane on any given day.
Coming up next.
Do you know what chore play is? Well, you know what foreplay is. But if you sweep and clean up, we like that too.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. That is Anthony Michaels. And this is the Cooper and Anthony Show. Here's the most important thing you need to know about me is I'm a person who does not clean. I never really did because I don't understand cleaning products. I just don't get them. I get yelled at all the time at home when I pick up Pledge. Like, I love the lemony smell of Pledge, so I use it on everything. Apparently, you don't use it for dishes.
No, I actually saw you vacuum before, and you do not know how to vacuum.
Because I don't like the fact that the cord keeps getting in the way, and then you end up, like, running it over. It's not good.
No, you hold the cord. Here we go again. You hold the cord in your hand. You don't roll over it. That drove me insane.
Like, hold it up, like, with my pinky up, like, ew, the cord. Come here, cord. Like, fancy. But when my boyfriend cleans, that turns me on. In fact, I have discovered chore play, which is way hotter than foreplay.
So washing the dish turns you on.
Oh, yeah. He does the dishes. He does the laundry. I'm like, come here, baby. Like, he will come up from laundry. He'll bring the laundry. He'll have all the bags with him. And I'm laying on the couch naked like, that was hot. Let's go. Like, that's better than any foreplay. Like, don't kiss down my neck. Vacuum my floor. Does foreplay turn you on more than foreplay? Are you like me?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're talking about chore play. It totally turns me on. If you're like, what's chore play? Okay, it's foreplay, but it's when the guy does chores, or your partner. I don't care if you're straight or gay. Whoever you're with, whoever turns you on, when they're washing dishes, like, that is hotter than them sucking your toes.
So if I make your bed, it's easier to get in your bed if I make the bed.
Yes, actually, that's a good way to put it, except once you make the bed, I don't want to unmake it unless you're willing to make it again. But my boyfriend of 10 years will clean the bathroom sink, and it makes me so hot. I'll see him in there with, like, Bounty and some, I don't know what cleaning, I don't know anything about cleaning products, so whatever cleaning products you would use in a bathroom, he's got that in the other hand, mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, man, shake it. Shake it, baby. 888-460-6002. Hey, Brock.
90% of cleaning products actually have the picture of what you can use them on. They have a little picture of a stove, if you can use it on a stove or the bathroom. Because you're saying that you don't like cleaning products because they're confusing.
Yes, they're very confusing to me.
I don't understand.
You cannot make it any easier. Like, if there's a stove, that means you can use it on the stove.
But Brock, here's the thing. You know how some people just, they can't hear the note C. They're tone deaf. I can't retain it. You could show me a picture, but I have something in my brain that I can't hear a C note.
Do you know what it is? It's just like guys with laundry. A girl has a wife or a girlfriend has their man do the laundry, mm-hmm. And he goofs it up on purpose and puts like one of the cashmere sweaters in with the jeans.
Yep.
And you're like, ruin my sweater. Well, like, I was doing my best. Look, why don't you just do it from now on? Yep. And then that way, you don't have to worry about me ruining it anymore. This is what you're doing with the cleaning products, because you don't want to clean.
I want to clean. I want things to be clean. I just grab the first thing that goes ch-ch-ch. I think that what they should do, the problem is not the pictures on the box. The problem is the applicator. There should be applicators. It should be a different applicator. They should color code it, or they should, if it's for wood, it should be one of those, maybe like a different type of bottle. That's a wood bottle.
It just should have a photo of wood.
Right.
Of a tree.
Right, a tree.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they should name it, 409. They should just name it Cleans Wood Good.
If they called it Cleans Wood Good, I would know exactly what to do with it.
Yeah, what should I use on this glass? I'll use Cleans Glass Good.
Right, exactly.
Cleans Walls Good, Cleans Bathroom Good.
Right, Cleans Bathroom Good.
And then you could have soap, Cleans Body Good, and Cleans Teeth Well. What's this toilet paper called? Cleans Butt Good. See? Can I blow my nose with this? No! It's clean butt.
It's a nose on it.
See?
And that's my point, because 409, they tell you it has 409 uses. I'm thinking wood is one of them. They missed, you're right. It should be called Cleans Wood Good.
Because they would sell more products then.
Oh, it's
they can make 409 different things.
And Lori needs one called Cleans Litter Box Good.
If my guy cleans the litter box, I mean, not just scooping, mm-hmm. but cleaning it.
Like dumping it out, cleaning the box, putting new litter in.
Yeah, scrubbing it out, sanitizing the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
And getting rid of the, like taking it outside, not just dumping it into the garbage can and leaving it there.
Right.
I will do things for him that are illegal in certain ways.
Wow.
See?
Oh, no.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
You faked?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I think chore play is not just cleaning the house. I think it's also doing chores around the house. I will also send him out for ice cream or like whatever I need in the house. He'll run to the store. That's a chore. That also turns me on, by the way. He can do that.
Yeah. My job is to go out and get the meat. Bring the meat home over my shoulder and then put the meat on the counter, and you have to cut the meat, cook the meat, feed the meat to the family. That's what you have to do. That's how I think it should be.
Now, you, who sits on his big fat butt all day, you don't bring home any meat. You don't bring home anything.
I bring home all the meat. I bring home every meat every week. It's in the form of a paycheck, but it's meat. That's my job.
Steve, don't tell me you understand this guy.
Actually, I want to try and explain it to him in a way that he'll understand.
Okay. Oh, even better. Okay, go ahead.
All right, this is what you do to test the theory that she's putting forth. One night after your wife cooks dinner, when everything's finished and you're all kind of sitting at the kitchen table, you take her hand, you walk her to the couch, you put her feet up, you hand her a glass of wine, and you tell her, you don't have to move. You go clean the kitchen, you put the kids to bed, you read them a story, dope them up, whatever you have to do, get them quiet. And then you come back, you give her a little foot massage, and then you can get whatever you want, and you don't have to move, because then you can say, honey, I'm tired, and she'll do all the work without complaint.
Oh.
Hold on, write that.
Does that make sense to you?
But Stephen, what I don't understand is, because I'm cleaning the kitchen, which I will do, I got no problem with that. But that's saying that I love you more because I'm cleaning the kitchen. No, it means the kitchen's dirty and it needs to be cleaned.
The reason that they think that means you love them more is any jackass can go to a Hellsburg Diamond and go, give me that.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who knows how, and this is the important part, knows how to clean the way she would have cleaned if she did it, is the difference. Going in and wiping a towel over something and going, okay, clean the kitchen, I won't cut it. You got to clean it the way she would. Otherwise, you're just going to irritate her, because then you did it wrong and she still got to do it.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stacey. Stephen explained it to you in a way you can understand. He's brilliant. Thank you, Stephen.
But I have an account at Hellsburg Diamonds.
Well, that's a whole different story. So save that for her birthday or your anniversary.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Here we go.
Sex.
Yes, please.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You want to get lucky? Clean a cat box. No, seriously. Like, do a chore. Doing a chore is so much hotter for your partner than, like, running your fingers down our backs. Like, don't worry about that. Seriously.
Is that,
like,
how you think we say I love you?
Yes. You say, go wash the dog. Wash the dog. I will know that this relationship is solid.
So you would rather me wash the cat than tell you I love you?
Yeah, anyone can say I love you. You know, I think it's hard. First of all, you can't wash a cat. If you can wash a cat, I'm impressed. If you can wash a cat, we're doing butt stuff.
That really turned you on. The cat is clean?
If you can clean that cat, you get this cat.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I think we've all agreed that chore play is hotter than foreplay. I feel like anybody can do foreplay. Chore play is when you do chores around the house to show the person that you're with that you love them, that you care. And that's hotter. That's more of a turn on.
So what if I can do foreplay really well? I mean, like, really well.
That's after.
But I do it really well. Can I not wash a dish?
Clean the tub. Clean the tub, and then I will allow you. See, the thing is, the foreplay is a gift for you. The cleaning
it's
the tub
a
is a
me.
Gift.
That's a gift for you.
No.
That's no
you
gift
enjoy
for me.
It too, don't you?
No, that's no gift for me. That's hell for me. I don't like that.
Well, it's obviously not a gift for me. That's why they call it a job. Okay, so Don, you say we're all wrong.
Yeah, you guys are all wrong. Now, I'm hanging with the guys on this note. Now, look, I've been off on disability for a while, and I'm not able to go back to work and everything, so I thought the least I could do was to clean up the house and, you know, do the dishes, vacuum the carpets, make the beds, and do all this for my wife and my children. I've got three daughters, 14, 17, and one that's 20, but she's out of the house now. I kicked her out. But anyways,
so you're in a house with all women, okay?
All right, no. I love my wife. We've been together for 26 years now.
Okay,
it's a long term thing. And but the more I did, the less they did, and the more they bitched. And I just don't need that. Guys, am I wrong?
You are so right.
Oh. I mean, it's different, you know, doing things to make somebody appreciate something.
Sure.
But when y'all take it to granted, like, hey, just because I got the coochie, you ain't getting none.
Right. Well, that, you know, but that's why God gave us a coochie.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Right now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I'm at the drugstore. It's one of these big drugstores, huge, the size of a small building. So you walk in and you go to the drug part, and then you can go shopping other places. So I said, I'll go to the pharmacy. You go get the milk and whatever else and meet me at the pharmacy. So I go, this happened last night, by the way. So I go to the pharmacy and there's six drugs to pick up.
Okay.
So you tell them your name and they just give you all the drugs that are ready. I don't know if they're mine, hers, the kids, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just say last name and they give me all the drugs. So I see behind the counter, they have Sudafed.
Okay.
And I forgot about Sudafed.
Right, because they took it off. You can't really buy it easily because people were using it for like bad drug stuff.
Yeah, for meth. So right. you can't buy it on the shelf anymore. So I never see it. I totally forget about it. I've been sick for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I see the Sudafed. I'm like, oh, Sudafed. And they only sell it in these three packs, like a big, huge right. pack. Mm-hmm. So I said, give me some Sudafed too. And he's like, well, you have to, you know, ring that up down there. I can't ring you up here. You have to give your driver's license and signs. It's a whole thing.
They do a criminal background check. You can get a gun easier in your state.
It's a whole thing. So I'm getting bags and bags of drugs. Okay. And then bags and bags of Sudafed that I'm now ringing up.
Okay.
So the wife walks up and says, holy cow, you look like some kind of drug dealer.
Oh, no. Ixnay on the Ugdre. I'm trying to get some Sudafed here.
I'm like, I'm getting Sudafed. And she's like, I didn't know. What? And then when we get to the car, five of the pills were hers. One was mine.
Oh, God.
Up next,
it's the Sex Hour on the Cooper and Anthony Show. Your sex questions, our answers.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You sure got a new show up and running fast.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Is this the type of wife you would want if you were a guy?
Okay.
So last night, my wife said, do you want to watch Don't Worry, Darling? It's new on HBO now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what that is, it's the Harry Styles.
Olivia Wilde. Yeah, it's that movie that caused all the ruckus and won all the awards and nobody liked it. Nobody watched it.
Yeah. And I think I would rather get a root canal than watch that movie.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? That's all yours. Knock yourself out. Watch that all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have XFL to watch. I don't need to watch that crap. So I wake up this morning. She's watching Don't Worry, Darling. And she goes, did you know Harry Styles was in One Direction? So I said, if you say that out loud, you'll get canceled. I wonder, would you rather date a woman that had no clue that this guy named Harry Styles was in a band called One Direction and couldn't name one One Direction song? Or would you want the opposite?
I don't need to have a wife. I have a friend who is 30 years old who knows nothing about pop culture. So the other day I was like, oh my God, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds had another baby. And she's like, oh my God, where do you know them from? Is that a friend of yours from college? I was like, no, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I don't know who that is. You know who Ryan Reynolds is?
You gotta say Deadpool.
Deadpool.
That's how we know him.
I don't think he knows Deadpool.
Yeah, oh, every like, guy
like,
knows
aren't,
Deadpool.
Aren't you 30?
No.
Don't you know anything about pop culture?
No, but this morning my wife actually put into Google, who is Harry Styles? So I'm surprised people didn't show up at my house to cancel her.
The people from Google. Like, get over here. You're never going to believe this. Come here. Check this out.
The alarms go off.
Somebody's asking who Harry Styles is. Get over here. Everybody crowd around. You're never going to believe this one.
It's a female. Dan, come here. I can see if it's a guy, but it's actually a female.
And it's a young female. Get over here. Get over here. She doesn't know.
Is her boyfriend using her iPad? I don't know. But send somebody over there immediately.
Immediately. And resuscitate her. Something happened.
And we had him on the show.
Right, we've interviewed him.
He's been on our show, and we've talked to him. And Cooper almost got canceled for a question
for a
she
question
asked
I
him.
Asked him. Yeah, that's true.
And you don't remember that? No, I thought
you guys
he was
on radio. What do you do?
Yeah, and I thought he was a decent actor. Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You faked?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Dear God, here we go.
We are talking about the top Pornhub searches of the year. It's funny because it didn't really match my porn searches, but I have a weird taste in porn.
So do you have a category you go to every time you open up Pornhub?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Why? Don't you? Do you go to different ones every time?
I do the various. I do surprise me. That's what I say. Surprise me with something.
Because anything goes for you.
Yeah,
you don't have
it doesn't really matter.
Oh.
So if I don't like that surprise me, then I go to the next surprise me.
Oh, see, I don't like surprise me. I hate when they're like, top searches in your area. I'm like, first of all, I don't want to know what everybody in my building is searching for. That's a turnoff right there. That's a leg closer,
mm-hmm.
right? Like immediately. No, I know what I like, and I like the same thing every single time.
Which is?
I like scenarios where older men are interested in younger women.
Really?
Yeah, because I did that a lot, and I still kind of do that. I've always liked older men, so I like the porn about. I don't like the ones where it's like a really old, old, old guy and like a teenager. I don't like that.
Do you like Santa Claus with a 30-year-old?
Yes. I like when the mom is bringing the kid to Santa Claus, and Santa is like, hey, little girl, the elf is going to take you over there. Come here, baby, sit on my lap. I like when the mom sits on Santa's lap, you know, the beard, all of it.
So you like the story?
No, I just like the old guy. And the younger girl getting it on.
So gray pubes turn you on.
Well, actually, no pubes turn me on. The gray hair needs to be from the neck up.
What made the list?
So number five of the most searched terms of 2022 for Pornhub was Asian.
Oh, yeah, that's on mine.
It is.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably number one.
Is that your number one, really?
Probably, yeah.
Here's why I don't like the Asian porn. Because, at least the ones that I've seen, they don't show you anything. It's always like the scenario is about to start and then there's like something is blurred out or they have like a cute little face or something. I don't know why the Asian porn that I see, it's all censored.
It brings me back to my youth and trying to watch porn on that channel that really didn't come in. So it reminds me of that.
So you like scrambled porn because it reminds you of being
porn.
A kid trying to like, I think that's a breast. I can't really tell. Number four is Latina.
Okay.
Ebony.
Okay.
Hentai.
Which is?
That's the Japanese animation porn.
I have no idea what that is. Okay.
So the number one porn search term from 2022, and let's keep this going, everybody, for 2023, lesbian. Lesbians love lesbian. Straight people love lesbian. And then this is kind of weird. A distant, like, I'm going to say eighth on the list is big penises,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty low on the list. And I love
Thank
that it is.
God.
I know. You're like, phew. But the reason why it's really good, there is a new study out. This has been a conversation that's gone on in the sex world for so long. Penis size doesn't matter. There's a new study out that actually says whether it matters or not and explains the whole thing. It gives a definitive answer. But we want to know what you think.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
She doesn't even go here.
So Jackie, what's the issue you're having with your guy and his size?
He is having problems making love to me because he feels he's inadequate and has a small penis. And he was told this by other women in his life. In fact, one apparently said, asked him if she could have other relationships with other men because she had an extraordinary long vaginal canal. And he just couldn't satisfy her. And it's 6 inches, and I say it's fine, and he says I'm lying to him because I love him and I'm just kind.
Small penis men, listen up, because this has everything to do with you. And giant penis men, by the way.
Paper.
Okay, yeah, you get a piece of paper.
I need to write this down. Okay, go.
Okay. All the best studies, and this most recent study says that when it comes to penis size, there is actually one consensus and one answer that is complete. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The size is irrelevant.
Starts with an I, right?
R. Yeah, just spell it any way you want to. Just sound it out. Yeah. It's all about penis anxiety. So men with very large peni also have the same anxiety as men with micro penises.
I don't feel bad for them. Okay.
Well, no, but you should. I dated this one guy.
That's so bad.
No. I'm telling you. Well, okay, so here's my favorite thing about him. So he was a runner. He was an Olympic or a Paralympic runner.
Yeah, so he was in good shape, too. Oh, great.
No. Well, yeah, he was in amazing shape, but, you know. But he was born without the bottom half of his leg. So okay. He was a Paralympic athlete. So my joke about him was, I know where the leg ended up. Because he was that big. It was literally like God, whoever you believe in, said, we're not going to put the leg there. We're going to put it right in the middle. But it was so big, and he had so much anxiety about it because you couldn't do anything with it. It was too big. It was too big in size. It was too big around. It didn't fit into anything. You couldn't get anything around it other than maybe like two hands. It was awkward. Sex hurt. It was not enjoyable. And he said he had this problem a lot, and it gave him a lot of anxiety. So he was embarrassed. He had a lot of relationships that did not go the distance because he was afraid to have sex with them. He was afraid to let them know about, you know, what he was packing because it was a problem.
Can I start him a GoFundMe account? I feel so bad for him. Poor guy. He's in great shape, and he has a huge wank. So, yeah, please give $10.
But the most confident guy I was ever with, like literally the love of my life, the person that I was with, we were together in high school, again in college. I would have married him if he would have asked me. Like he was the guy. Micro penis. And in fact, I remember the first time I saw his penis erect, I could not believe how small. I didn't know much about penises. I was like high school. I'd only seen like three of them, and his was the third. But I knew that there was something unusual, but you would never. He was the most confident, tall, handsome. I mean, there was nothing about him that made you think that he was feeling badly about his penis size at all.
All right, I'll start a GoFundMe account for him.
No, you don't need to for him because he's confident about his micro penis. That's what I'm saying. It's about penis anxiety. It's not about the physical size. It's about the anxiety. So, Jackie, let's get back to Jackie for a second here. No matter what you say to him, it doesn't matter. It's what he feels about his penis size. And that's a bigger issue because his penis could be 9 inches. It could be a quarter of an inch. It does not matter. It has to do with the way he feels about it. So that's something that he needs to deal with. And you need to keep reminding him that you love his penis. Worship it. You know, do what you can, like to let him know that you're really into it and you're really into having sex with him. There's ways to show men that you're totally into it. But if that's not enough for him, then that's a separate issue that you can't control. That's something that he brought with him into the relationship and something that he is going to need to deal with because it has nothing to do with penis size.
What personally do you feel, Jackie, about the size?
As far as I'm concerned, it's medium.
That doesn't really, I mean, medium. Kind of like, yeah, it's medium.
That means it's good enough. That's how you want your water temperature. You don't want it hot. You don't want it cold. You want it medium.
I guess that's true. I mean, if you think about like the three bears, nobody wanted the hot porridge or the cold porridge. They wanted the one that was just right, the medium one.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're taking your calls about size, penis size. Does it matter? Does it matter to you? Does it matter to the men in your life?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Something called The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I wanted to talk about that woman that called with the husband that was concerned about his penis.
Oh, Jackie, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if a penis is too big, mm-hmm. you're going to gag and vomit, and it hurts. And if it's little and fat, it's good. So I think men should quit worrying about their penises. You want to touch it, you want to play with it, but in the end, it's what they do with it.
Right.
So she wants a soda can.
Well, that's because that's what she likes. But what she's saying is that there's some guys that have the soda can ones, and they're also upset about their penises. But that's why I go back to what this study found. The study is talking about it doesn't matter whether you're thick, thin, small, you have the bendy one. It does not matter. The only thing that matters is your penis anxiety. I know this sounds so ridiculous. The way women have learned over the years to like love our body acceptance, there needs to be like a male revolution of like male penis size acceptance. You know what I mean? That whole, I feel like that's one thing that has really done men wrong, and certain, and gay men as well. Like it does men wrong. The fact that certain men are valued and certain men are not, and penis size has some sort of, I'm telling you from a perspective of like a psychologist, it doesn't matter. If you're going to have babies, you're going to have can you ejaculate is all that matters. What is doing the ejaculation is irrelevant. That is a social construct that needs to change.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Hey, Jason, what's good?
Let's see. Well, I had sex the first time when I was 13, and since then, I'm not exactly sure how many people I've been with. My guess was probably like around 1,000.
Whoa. Okay.
How is that even possible unless he's like 84?
I know. I thought I was busy. There's not enough hours in the day. That's the thing. I'd like to have sex with 1,000 people. It's just like I'm so busy that if I got to like, by the fifth one, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I have to eat now. I'm sorry, I got to make a phone call. I'm sorry, I got to go to work. Like, I couldn't get that many in.
How did this begin?
When I first moved here to the city, that's just something I started doing, was going to like adult video stores and meeting people. And when I turned 21, I started going to the bars. And it's just the way that I've always gotten sex. And now, anytime I get into a relationship, if I'm in the relationship for more than about a month, I get so bored with the person sexually after 3 or 4 times that it's just, I want to find somebody else.
There's men out there, there's women out there too, but this is something that seems to be more men than women, where after like about a 2-3 month, they love the beginning of the relationship. They like the hotness of like, will they call, will they not? Am I going to see them? Am I going to see them naked? What's it going to be like? You know, when they, like, what's oral sex going to be like? There's so many variables that they don't know what's going to happen, and that's exciting. But once those questions are answered, oh, that's how they do oral sex, or oh, that's what they're like in bed, yawn, they're done.
That's what they look like naked. That's
right.
Not that exciting.
Right.
Once we figured it out.
Yeah, the sexual boredom category is big, but it's linked to sexual depression. So feeling down about your own sex life. So general boredom is related to depression, which contributes to sexual boredom. So I would say if I see somebody who's having a lot of sex with a lot of people but not really connecting with anybody, that's the bigger issue. The fact that you're not willing to connect, because most of us, the rest of us, yeah, the beginning, totally hot. But then once you're with somebody and you bond with them and you have like a real connection, for the rest of us, sex gets hotter. Because then you can really say, listen, I have a kink I want to try. Or, hey, do you want to have sex in this unusual place? And you feel safe. You know, you feel safe in the relationship. So usually people that go through sexual boredom quickly in a relationship, it's because they are depressed. And I don't know you. I can tell by the way you're talking to us right now on the radio a little bit. Your voice sounds a little down. I don't know if you had a bad day or whatever, so I'm not going to diagnose you, but it would not surprise me if you were experiencing levels of depression that's being reflected in your sex life.
Just keep it safe and it's fine.
No, it really isn't fine, actually, because the person that it hurts the most is him.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.